You're listening to SBS News.
Uyghur Australians have condemned Muslim-majority members of the United Nations Human Rights Council for voting down a debate on allegations of human rights abuses in Xinjiang, China. The motion suggested debating a UN report that came out in August, stating China may have committed crimes against humanity. Among the 19 members who voted against the debate were Pakistan, Indonesia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. Australian resident and exiled Uyghur Aslan Hidayat describes it as another stab in the back.
It feels suffocating because we follow this every day. This personally affects us. Like right now, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my two brothers-in-law, and I've got plenty other extended cousins, and they're all in the camps, and like we haven't heard from them in at least 4 or 5 years, and so it's personal, and it's people are looking at it purely from like numbers and dollars and cents, whereas there are actual people dying. We're screaming, but no one's hearing us.
Mr. Hidayat says there are billions of dollars available from Chinese investment in Central Asian countries, and he believes that's the reason why Muslim countries voted down the UN debate. But he blames the governments, not the citizens of the countries, and says he's received private messages from Indonesians and Pakistanis apologising for their government's decision.
Well, our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, taught us that the Muslim community, or I use the word ummah, is like one body. So let's just say you stub your toe somewhere, your whole body feels it, right? You go, ouch, right now. You know, a part of the Muslim community is suffering a genocide on the world's watch. It's clearly documented. The evidence is there. The only thing that I could take out of this is that those other communities, whether it be, you know, the Indonesian government, Pakistan government, those that are against us, they're not part of the Muslim community. Because if the tables were turned, I would think that we would be sticking up for them.
Mr. Hidayat singles out the votes from Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, both Turkic countries with historical connections to the Uyghur community.
It's still like another stab in the back, especially when you've got countries like Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. There are Kazakhs and Uzbeks in the camps themselves. And Kazakhstan, through the diplomatic dealings, they ended up getting Kazakhs, and they were, you know, essentially extradited or, you know, sort of deported back to Kazakhstan. But these were local Kazakhs that were allowed to go to Kazakhstan. You know, they had their own country, and so they know exactly what's going on. And for them to vote no, you know, especially those two votes from Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan would have got us over the line.
Ramila Chernyshev is the president of the Australian Uyghur Tangrita Women's Association. A statement from Ms. Chernyshev says the countries that have voted against the debate have been bought out by China.
We are extremely disappointed and very saddened that the so-called Muslim countries voted against the debate on the Xinjiang report, showing the world that they do not stand with Uyghur Muslims and against genocide. This goes to further prove that they have been bought out by China and the economic debt they hold over them. Most of these Muslim countries themselves are run by dictators and commit grave human rights abuse, hence the support of a country that commits genocide against its own citizens.
In 2015, Chinese President Xi Jinping launched the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, linking Pakistan's southern port of Gwadar to western China. Part of Mr. Xi's Belt and Road Initiative, the corridor is estimated to have brought at least $102 billion of investment into Pakistan. Economic relations between China and Indonesia have also surged over recent years, with Chinese imports from Indonesia increasing by around a third in the first half of 2022 compared to the previous year. Martijn Boersma, an associate professor in modern slavery and human trafficking at Australia's Notre Dame University, says economic ties do play a part in the geopolitical reasons why some Muslim-majority countries voted against the debate. He says the situation is comparable to African countries, which have received foreign direct investment from China over the last two decades and, as a result, have changed their country's recognition of Taiwan to be part of China.
You know, African country wanted to make sure that foreign direct investment keeps on coming into the country and keeps on coming into the economy. And you don't want to sort of upset, you don't want to irk China by, you know, voting in favor of this particular resolution. And generally, I think that you can see that type of influence, that geopolitical influence by China, you know, in our region as well. Obviously, we have the whole situation with the Solomon Islands as well, which is, you know, they're trying to gain favor of Solomon Islands because it has strategic significance.
Mr. Boersma also says some countries may have voted against the motion to prevent scrutiny over their own human rights records.
You have United Arab Emirates there, which is obviously known, and Qatar, who are both known to have been in the news for, you know, different types of human rights abuses. And they might fear that, you know, if China is on the chopping block and this, you know, is subject to this type of scrutiny, then, you know, similar reports or similar inquiries that might focus on these countries might be next.
The Pakistan and Indonesian embassies in Australia have been contacted for comment. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.